Welcome to a brand new month. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School. I'm excited to bring you a daily podcast all about making extra money without quitting your job, how to create more freedom, more opportunity for yourself, so you can do more of what's important to you. That is our single-minded mission. We've been doing it for 2,251 days, approximately, but who's counting? Well, I count, actually, now that I think about it. And so does Chuck, our producer. So does the rest of the team, you know, kind of keeping things rolling. We have to know what episode it is, because otherwise we wouldn't keep track of all the different ideas people have. The ideas, the questions, all the different stuff that we work on. But hey, let's not get lost in those logistics. Let's talk about the actual ideas. On the line today is Janet from Portland, who is exploring new ways to turn her photography skills into a business. Now, specifically, she's interested in starting a mobile photo booth business, but wants to make sure she has a solid plan in place. So that sounds good to me, both the business idea and having a solid plan in place. So let's help Janet turn her dream into a thriving side hustle. That's what it's all about. Her question coming up in just 30 seconds.
Hello, this is Janet calling from Portland. I found your podcast while researching for small business resources, and it came to me at just the right time. I have a background in photography, and I think there could be enough interest in mobile photo booths to make it a lasting thing, or at least a side hustle that could help me pay off some debt. But I'm not sure how to get started and what I should look out for. What would you do if you were me? Thanks so much.
Hey, Janet, thanks for calling in. Sounds like you are interested in starting a mobile photo booth business. And I think that's definitely a feasible idea. It just depends on your specific market, how many other businesses out there are doing the same thing and such. But I do think there is an interest, you know, a longstanding interest in photo booths, especially with so many events and parties, you know, other happenings happening in the post-COVID era. So what do you want to do here? Janet says, what would you do if you were me? Well, I would first of all research. Those are just kind of one thing, but I said it three times for emphasis. Okay, so before you invest any money, take some time to research the market, as mentioned. Check out that competition, as mentioned. Who else is doing this in your area? Then make a list of all the equipment and supplies you'll need. Get an idea of how much everything will cost. Put together a pretty simple business plan. Doesn't have to be a lot of detail, just, you know, a one-pager. We have a one-page business plan template freely available, you know, on the Side Hustle School website. So do some research. Then, you know, the next thing is going to be branding, because your brand is your identity here, especially for something like this. It really, you know, helps to set you apart from whatever competitors are out there. So you want a memorable name. You want a logo that reflects your brand's personality. And here, you know, there's some great resources out there that can be not free, but pretty low cost. So 99designs.com, Fiverr, they can be great for this. You know, it can cost sometimes $100 or less. You know, it can be actually be a lot less in some cases and might be okay, you know, so it can be done on the cheap. Of course, you'll also want a website that showcases your services, kind of gives people a place to book appointments. So branding, basically we've got research, we've got branding, and then we've got networking, you know, and this is really where it's at. This is how you're going to grow this business. Reach out to event planners, wedding planners, anybody else, you know, who might want to have a photo booth on site. Offer to do a few events for free to get some testimonials, get some good photos of the photo booth in action. Go to advanced trade shows, you know, offer discounts perhaps to new customers, not for too long, but for a little while, and then ask for referrals after the gig. So that's essentially the way that you would build this business. And like I said, I think it is feasible. Of course, you know, it just depends on, is it the right thing for you now? Of all the different things you could be doing, you know, why this one? I think that's always a good question to ask. But if your answer is, sounds fun, sounds like it could work, then, you know, why not give it a try? Janet, I am wishing you every success. Hopefully I'll run into your mobile photo booth in Portland, or maybe elsewhere since it's mobile, right? You could take it somewhere else. There's a concluding thought for you. All right, listeners, if you've got a question of your own or an idea, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Let me know what's going on. We'll continue to feature them throughout the year, every week, in fact, along with updates from other listeners as they launch and grow their projects. That's all for today. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
Project.